Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Set Listing Bruce, your podcast all about Bruce Springsteen, his music, and mostly his fans. I am your host, Jesse Jackson, and I have a return guest, one of my favorite people, and someone that I'm trying to not pressure too much to start her Neil's podcast. Rachel Burke, welcome back to Set Listing Bruce.
Thank you.
So we are recording this. It's Thursday after the Bruce show that was on Sunday night. And what was almost as cool as hearing Bruce do all these great songs is I got to meet you in person.
I know. Yes, that was so fun. I was like furiously messaging you. I feel okay. I got there a little early. The meetup was around 4:30. I got there a little bit early.
Yeah.
And waiting around, and I was like, I know he's coming. And it was funny because my friend Joe, who I was with,
Yeah.
was all like asking here and there. Because I asked him, I said, is there anybody here that you like wanted to meet up with? And he's, no, not really. And then once we actually got there, he's, oh, so Jesse's coming. Yeah. So I walked outside and I was looking for you. He said you were there. And then it was like I had my little aha moment. I saw you and Jacqueline. So meeting you both at the same time was crazy. So,
Yeah.
yeah, the
And
start
I
on.
loved meeting your friend Joe. He was such a good guy. We joked about how much he looked like Paul McCartney in some places.
So funny. It's really funny because we've been friends on Twitter for 4 years, but Saturday night was the first time we had met in person. So that's what was so funny was like just rolled up to the little gathering and then just like meeting a bunch of people. So that's the really cool thing is it's we were just talking about with meeting each other, you get to know people a little bit and then it's just crazy meeting in person. It's almost like there's like this weird wall where you forget that, oh, that's a real person behind that screen. I don't know. It's just the very like human connection that I feel like just naturally comes about when it's Bruce related, but
Yeah, and so one of the stories I tell is on Saturday night, I went and met my friend Charles and his wife Lori. And Charles and I have been doing the Doctor Who podcast probably since 2013. And so we talk every other week recording. And before that, we were pen pals and friends. And I think we've met in person maybe 5 times, but we have been friends for over 30 years.
oh,
And each time we see each other, it feels like we had just saw each other the other day. And so it was really nice. So, yeah.
no, those are the best friendships. And I feel too, it's not, it's exactly what you said of just feeling like you're picking up right where you left off. It's that very natural feeling where it's not meeting somebody new, it's not awkward, it's not, most of the time it is, but I
Yeah.
feel like when it's under Bruce circumstances, it's a little different. Walking up to people, it's so funny. I had to just refresh my memory from last year because I remember last year when it was at the same Whistle and Keg was at the same place.
Yeah.
And I just remember people coming up to me and you think, I don't know, I don't by any means think I'm anonymous. It's social media. It is what
Yeah.
it is. But it's funny having people come up to you in real life, like asking you if you're you, like people coming up being
Yeah.
like, oh, are you Rachel? Are you, I got a couple, are you Rage Against the Machine? Are you Rachel in the Street? All of the above, yes. But it's so funny because it always still shocks me. I don't know, whenever somebody, I'm always like, oh man, I've like been spotted. It's funny. Like it's a weird feeling. I don't know. I don't think that's something I don't think I'm gonna ever really get used
Well,
to.
a couple people came to me and said, "Are you Jesse?" And yes, and they go, "Oh, I love the podcast, but I didn't want to bother you." And I was talking to Colin, who we had met online, that same thing. And he says, "But you want that?" I go, "Yes, I talk just to my guest. So I love the fact that someone wants to come up and go, 'Hey, I love the podcast.'" Yeah, it was a great night. I just thought it was so much fun. And I understand, though, you had quite an adventure after you left the meetup.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah. All right. So I guess I'll just go
Just start the story from on
in
and on, and I'll interrupt if I have questions, okay?
and I'm sure my storytelling is going to be all over the place. So you'll probably for sure have questions. But
Okay.
basically, what was so I don't think it's any secret to anybody. Obviously, very big fan of Nils and Amy Lofgren, heroes for life. Like, they are my people. And so right after we left to get in line to go into the arena, we're just standing in line chit-chatting. And it was funny because we were a little early before the doors actually opened. So we're just waiting in line and I'm just talking to Joe like here and there. And we're like looking at our tickets, making sure, okay, this is our seats, making sure I got them pulled up on my freaking Apple Wallet because that is always the delay. And so I'm
Right.
like, sure, everything's in line. And I must have, to nobody's surprise, I must have said something about Nils, and the guy in front of us turned around and he was like, "Oh, are you the Nils fan from Twitter?" So I guess that's just my new title. But it
You,
was really
but you'll take that title, right? In a moment. You'll wear that as a proud badge.
proudly. That's the funny part is as soon as he said it, this is the ridiculousness of it to me. It's just it's one of those weird things where in person, it's just, it still feels so funny to me. It's almost, oh my gosh, that's really what people know me for. And I love that. Don't get me wrong. I'd much rather be known for that than anything else. But so that was just like something funny that happened along the way. So we get inside, and at this point, like I had been here and there talking to Amy. Oh, of course, I'm always begging her, asking her, whichever one, if she's gonna come to one of the shows, like one of the like Midwest shows that I'm gonna be at,
Right.
particularly the Ohio shows. Like I tried to get her for Cleveland, tried to get her for the original Columbus date. And
Yeah.
so I wasn't gonna be there, but she said, well, you know, maybe like maybe Nils can come say hi, you know, if he has time. And I'm thinking like, okay, yeah, like
Yeah,
put it
sure.
mind, like almost, because you're just like, okay, it just seems unimaginable. So whatever. And we have really good seats. That's the thing. So we walk in and we go to our seats, and basically a bunch of random communication happens, and we wind up being brought down practically backstage to go meet Nils. And so, yes, I had an idea that this was going to happen, but I didn't know for sure.
You were hopeful, but you
Yes.
didn't want to get your hopes up, right? Because so much else can happen,
Oh my God,
right?
so
And he has so much other things to do, right? Yeah.
obviously that for sure, but also just the, I don't know, it just seems so almost far-fetched. Yes, you know, at the end of the day, that these are real human beings that are just, I hesitate to say regular people because to us it doesn't seem that way. I know they are, but it's just, it was something that I was just like almost a too good to be true situation where I said, okay, if it happens, like just let myself go with the flow, which
Yeah.
I'm not great at. But I was like, all right, for this, I'm like, I have great seats, I'm in the building, as everybody says, that's
Yeah.
good for me. So getting practically whisked away down backstage, all for, yeah, sorry.
So who came and got you? How did that happen? Had you on Twitter to Amy and saying, "Hey, yeah, I'm going to be here," or how did
Yeah,
yeah.
so I told her like, okay, I'm gonna be, these are my seats, whatever. And so she got me in touch with this guy named Adam, who, super, super nice guy, basically just went up to our seats and was just like, okay, here, you guys can come follow me. Like, I'm gonna go take you to say hi to Nils before the show. And of course, it's okay. And you're trying to process and whatever, but it's such a blur now to think about. It all happened so fast that I'm walking down behind backstage pretty much, and I'm like, all right, what are we doing now? And so we're waiting, we get down there, we're just waiting for Nils to basically come and get us and say hi. And so I'm standing there waiting, and this is the part of the story that's funny, because I happened to see him, but his back was turned. He didn't see me, but where I was standing, I thought, okay, maybe he's gonna walk around, like just the way that the layout was. I'm like, all right, waiting. So I like think I see him, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure, like I'm in my head, think that's Nils. I'm like, but I don't really know. And that's like I would say that's the closest I've ever been, but I did meet him once when I was 19, and that's another story, maybe for another episode. I don't know. But basically, eventually he just walks right up and is just starts talking. We've been friends for 20 years. Just walks up, oh, hi, Rachel. I'm like, literally, I'm in shock, but I'm just trying not to freak out. He comes up, gives me a hug. Hi, how you doing? Whatever. And then before you know it, we're trying to grab pictures. It was just, yes, he was just having a regular conversation with us, but the content of the conversation right now, 4 days later, it was just a regular conversation. Of course, you can't think of anything that you think you would ask the people
Right.
that you absolutely admire the most. You're not thinking of any of that,
Right.
okay? There's been so many questions, so many things I've wanted to say, so many things that wouldn't make me sound like an idiot. They're all out the window at that point.
Right.
So he's just talking to us real chill. We got to meet his guitar tech, Dallas, another super nice, freaking cool guy. Like everybody was so nice. And so we're just chatting it up. And of course, I had my Mountains t-shirt on,
Yeah.
and then gives us stands there and signs a copy of Mountains for us, which was like also just insane. It's regular, like things that
Sure.
maybe sound regular, but in the moment it's crazy, and I recognize how crazy it is, but it was really sweet. It was actually like at some point, like I said, I was trying real hard to just keep it together and just take in whatever he might have been talking about, and he must have been able to tell that I was still floating on air, just absolutely
Yeah.
mind blown, because he paused the conversation at one point and was just like, how you doing? Are you doing okay? And I had to think about what I was doing. I was like, it was almost like a weird out of body experience. I'm standing there and I'm going, Nils just asked me a question. And then I had to think about, now I have to answer the question. So I'm standing there and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm good. Believe me, I'm good. Like, and it was funny. And so, yeah, of course, we get to talking about Amy because she's the one that kind of obviously, not even obviously, brought the whole thing together. I'll take any chance to talk about how amazing she is.
Yeah.
So we just basically met Nils, and then from him got wristbands to be in the pit. So we wound up in the pit, even though we had great seats, which we later saw that other people took, which I was grateful for, because I'm like,
Yeah.
good, now somebody else has good seats, because I bought the tickets a year ago. I genuinely didn't remember where my seats were.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until the day before when I looked on the map that I was like, wait a minute, these are like really good seats. So we just hung out back of the pit, super chill compared to Cleveland. I was second row and I was in Cleveland, so it's a little different. But yeah, just absolutely crazy, insane, brief
Did
little.
I could have just I'm thinking your friend there, right? Oh yeah, here, this is my friend Niels. I want you to be my friend Joe, right?
And it almost happened like that, because obviously I walk up and he knows who I am. He's,
Right.
oh, he went to sign the CD. He looks at Joe. He goes, what's your name? And I was, oh my God, yeah. That's when it really hit me that, like, how crazy the experience was, because
Yeah.
here's my personal hero of almost 5 years. And then, or maybe 5 years, it's April, I don't know. And then another just Twitter friend of 4 years that I'm like, just both, I don't know. But I will say the one thing that I'm really glad that I was able to bring somebody with me was the fact that it was such a just amazing once in a lifetime sort of opportunity, that I was really glad that I was able to also bring somebody else with me to be like,
Sure.
if I have this whatever connection I may have made here, let me share this crazy cool experience with somebody else. So That was really fun just because I would have been happy for anybody to be coming with
Sure.
me on a crazy, insane, wild ride of a night.
So I am so happy for you. I'm also, I don't know if I would have been as cool because I would have been like overly, am I taking too much of your time? Don't you need to go get prepared? I've gotten to say hi now. Don't you need to go somewhere? Right?
Was I was rushing, okay, and it was super cool because we got there and Nils is okay. The fact that I'm just talking about this, yeah, my buddy Nils, my friend
Yeah,
Nils,
exactly. Yeah.
just hanging backstage was no. So he's here. He's take pictures with. He's like telling Dallas here take, which Dallas is the one that shout out to him took our pictures. He's here, use one of their phones. And I'm like, where even is my phone right now? I don't know. And
Yeah.
so maybe, and I don't even remember, maybe they took some on my phone. Maybe they were all on Joe's phone. I don't remember. And then after that, though, Nils just goes, here, now take some on my phone, too.
Because he wants to show Amy, right?
And I'm like, so I'm like thinking, okay, great. Now my face is going to be on a photo in Nils Lofgren's photo gallery on his phone. Insane. And exactly what you said. It was because he's Amy, you'll want to see him. I'm like, Nils, she already called me. I'm already sending him to her right now. It was so funny. For as much as I talk about this stuff, to have it happen in real life was crazy. It's one of those things where, yes, I was like a little anxious. I was a little, obviously, I was something that was translating because the man asked me if I was okay in the middle of the conversation. So something was reading on my face, but it was crazy. And it was, yeah. So.
I love that so much. Yeah, that because it's almost the same way if you and I here take a picture and oh, now take one with my phone. So we'll both have a copy. That's exactly what it is. And you're like, this is crazy.
Yeah, that's the part that threw me. Like the whole thing was crazy, don't get me wrong. But
Yeah.
like walking up, him just casually just, "Oh, hi Rachel," and introducing me to Dallas. "Oh, this is a friend I want you to meet."
Yeah.
It's never gonna stop feeling crazy. It's never gonna stop feeling surreal.
Sure.
Being introduced as a friend of theirs, I don't know.
Yeah.
I it putting me on that level, I guess, is just.
That's really cool. So, did he ask you if you wanted to hear a song, or did he? Because I would be like, I've told the story multiple times where when I went down to Austin for the book signing, practiced over and over again what was it going to say. And you just said that you couldn't, there the idea of what to say was just nowhere on there. So no idea.
No, completely out of my head. I was going to potentially practice what I was gonna say. I was like, oh, I should prep. I should practice. I should think about what I want to say. And I didn't. And honestly, I'm glad I didn't because it really wouldn't have mattered anyway, because like I said,
Right.
in the it was so intense that I was just like, oh my God. But no, weirdly, we didn't even really talk Bruce music at all. Or even honestly, didn't even talk Nils music. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, I opened my newly autographed copy of Mountains and was like, just looked at I don't know why I opened it because he autographed the inside, but when I looked at it, I was just like, pick a song. Like, eyes were just drawn to a song. So
Yeah.
the song that I was drawn to was Only Ticket Out, which is one of my favorite tracks on that album. And I might have said something about it. Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. But it was so fast paced. But no, we didn't. But honestly, though, it again didn't matter because the only song I would have requested was Racing in the Street, which we got. So I
Yeah,
can't.
that was an epic version of Racing in the Street. It was just unbelievable. I just loved it.
The whole show, like opening with Youngstown, just Racing in the Street. Just we got Streets of Fire. It was 3.5 hours of just absolute. Just, I don't even know. I don't even know that I even am aware of the word for it.
So, yeah. So how do you end it, right? Does he say, oh, I gotta go, or do you say, okay, we've gotta let you go, right?
It was just, we got all of our pictures, we were talking,
Yeah.
and then it was like, I honestly, thinking back on it, I'm like, wow, good question, Jesse. How did it end? Because it was one of those things where it was just like, he was just, oh, I know, because I was telling him, like, oh my God, thank you so much. I said something dumb, probably, of along the line of, oh, I could talk forever just about how grateful I am to you. And he said something like, oh, well, we can do that, like, off the job or off the
Yeah.
clock or.
Oh, how funny.
I'm thinking, like, okay, first of all, yeah, like, I'm just gonna casually be like,
Yeah.
hey, want to chat? And not only that, but like, it put it into perspective of, for us, it's just 3.5 hours of, and for them too, I don't mean to,
Yeah.
it's 3.5 hours of pure, just as Bruce says in Springsteen on Broadway, like, fun, like the real kind. That's what
Yeah.
it is. And for them too, obviously. But the whole off the job thing put
Is
in
yeah.
perspective of, oh shoot, you have to, I
You have a job to do.
right, like, you are working right now. Oh my God. And then it was like, okay, great, thank you. So I thought, okay, Rachel, if you don't say, if you can't think of anything else to say, just t tell him thank you. Like, say it. Like,
Yeah.
use sentence right now, real quick. So that's what I did. I was just like, thank you so much. You know, like, you, Amy, everybody, like, and then, you know, it's like another quick hug. And then, you know, he's got to go be in the
Sure.
freaking. And for 3.5 hours. So that's how it ended,
Did you
pretty much.
just, were you just floating back to the pit?
Yeah, I don't even rem I don't even remember how I mean, I walked there, I got there,
Yeah.
but it was just such a, it's such a fast paced of, they put the wristband on my wrist and I'm all of a sudden, okay, now cool, I'm in the pit. And I'm in the pit with a freshly autographed copy of Mountains and a little backstage sticker thing that has his initials on it. Like, it was insane. I took a picture just to be like, wow, okay, this is real. It's almost like I didn't want to forget anything. Not that I would,
Yeah.
but it was just so insane. So yeah.
I am so happy for you. I can't think of a better person. You deserve it so much. You have definitely spread the gospel of not only Bruce's music, but Neil's music. And I am just so happy that this got for you.
Yeah.
It's funny from my perspective, right? I had a great show. I enjoyed everything. And then if I think it was the next day, I saw and went, what? When did this happen? Like, how did she not tell me that there was a possibility of this? And so I am just, that's why I was immediately, when someone said, are you going to tell the story? And I said, yes, please join me. This is great. So
Well, that.
super.
Yes, that's what was funny about it, was I did, it wasn't, I didn't know how things were gonna play out. I didn't know, really, you know, just what was actually gonna happen. I mean, my weekend was already started off so crazy, like, last minute sort of plans. I mean, I had planned on going to the show. I wasn't planning on getting there Saturday. I was gonna just drive the 2 hours that it would take me on a Sunday. So it was already off to a wild start. And I thought, let me just keep this all under wraps. And then if something happens, then it happens. And so that's what happened. And then, yeah.
Well, and I don't blame you because so many other things could happen. Like there could be a problem beforehand. There could be things going on, miscommunication that, and no one wants to disappoint a fan. And yeah, I think that was just perfect. And I'm just thrilled. I'm thrilled for you.
Thank
So.
you. That's been, like you said, waking up the next day and having that, wait a minute, what kind of feeling? I went to bed at about 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and I woke up at, maybe it was like 1 o'clock in the morning,
Yeah.
woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning on Monday to drive to work that morning. Truly, it was like I was in a Bruce song. It was like very All right, you had fun at the show. Cool. You got your little weekend thrills and now you're gonna go right back to work. And that's what I did. And even on my drive there, I had 2 hours to just sit and just think about everything. And I still w wasn't even processing it. Like I was just driving along, trying not to fall asleep, basically. And it was like not even until, honestly, probably really not until Tuesday or Wednesday that I really was like, grasped what had happened. That's how I knew. Okay, no,
Holy
that this is
crap. I can't
pretty
believe this happened.
new. Exactly.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. That is great. All right, I'm going to let you go, but I did want to put it out there that Rachel and I are talking about her doing some special work on Scentlessing Brew. She is interested in exploring her creative side and possibly doing a Neil's spinoff. And we don't know when it's going to happen yet, but if we both figure it out, we're going to make that happen.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, as always, I love visiting with you. I'm so happy that we got to talk in person. I know Neil's a little better than I, but I hope at least a little bit you were thrilled that you got to meet Jacqueline and I.
So, and I had a blast meeting everybody. Like I said, it's so fun chatting with people on socials and then meeting in real life, always, and even just like that. I can't even put it into words right now. The crazy amount of support that I got after I put it out there. Hey guys, look, this happened. We didn't even talk about me just casually grabbing a selfie with Pam.
Yeah.
That was all crazy. I just looked up and I was like, oh my God, it's her. I was
Yeah. How did that happen? Let's jump about that for just a minute.
So I was, like I said, we were hanging in the back of the pit, which if you're a regular pit person, highly suggest taking a break from trying to be in the front and just hang in the back because
Yeah.
you're still in the pit, still like best seat in the house, not really a seat, but
Yeah.
best place to be. But it is so much more relaxed. I mean, there's more room. You can dance a little bit crazier without feeling like you're getting on people's nerves. So basically, we all knew, okay, Bruce is gonna run down off stage and come circling around the pit. And so everybody pushes their way up towards the little barricades. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I make my way over there. And then everybody's camera's ready, waiting for Bruce. And I see this woman just run right in front. And I'm thinking, at first, I couldn't process even obviously not who she was, like
Yeah.
being Pam, but just anybody. I'm like, wait a minute, did somebody just like bust through the what happened? And then I see her getting down with her phone and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, wait. And then I look up, I look straight and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, that's crazy. So she stands up and I clearly process who she is. And she, after Bruce passes and stuff, she walks a little bit closer to the barricade. And I'm like, Rachel, I'm like, you, if you're gonna try to talk to her, do something, you have to do it right now. So I just tapped her on the shoulder and I was like, hey, can I get a picture with you? Thinking, I don't even remember how I phrased it. I was thinking, okay, well, she tells me no, she tells me no, I'm not
Yeah.
gonna care. I just wanted to ask. And so she's, oh yeah. And I'm like, okay. And I didn't know if she quite heard me. So I have my camera up and I'm like, all right. And then wait for the timing to be right again. And then I just quick slide over and I'm like, okay. And it's so funny because the number of people after I posted that picture that asked me if it was my mom.
Yes, and there is a little bit of resemblance. No.
I'll be real, I don't see it at
Yeah.
all.
Yeah.
But it was so funny to me because I'm like, oh my God, like the first person that asked me, I'm thinking, you guys, like,
Yeah.
isn't my mom. This is Bruce's sister. Like,
That's
what a,
awesome.
it
That
was
is
so,
great.
such a compliment. And I mean, that on top of all of the love and everybody being so genuinely happy for me, that's the part that kind of is okay. That's, I don't know, that's just something that. Obviously, the memory in and of itself is going to stick with me for a long time, but the kind of aftermath of it all also will, because it's been, I know I've talked about it here before,
Yeah.
but like the amount of support that I've gotten over these past 5 years in general has been crazy. So for something like this to happen and to know that there are people that are genuinely happy for you is such a cool feeling. And it's something that, like, I hope everybody gets to experience in some way, because it's just been, I've just been riding that high ever since it happened.
I love the fact that it appears, and I won't, there may be some jerks out there, but it appears everyone is just happy for you. Not jealous, oh, why couldn't it have been me? They're
Right.
just really happy for you.
Yeah. And you do, you honestly, I haven't, not that I've seen, I haven't seen
Yeah.
anybody being any type of negative about it. Of course, it does feel a little bit, you do feel a little bit of guilt when there's people that are like, oh, we know we're never going to have this experience, but we're so thrilled for you, because it's
Yeah.
okay. I know you're so genuine in your being happy for me, but I,
Yeah.
of course, I do feel bad that this is such a, like I said, a once in a lifetime kind of opportunity that I just went for and was lucky enough to get. And of course, you want that to be able to happen for everybody. If
Yeah.
I could, all of us, pit tickets and meeting Nils, of course I would do it. It's so, I recognize, is how I, what I want to put out there for sure, is that I recognize how lucky I am, and that this isn't just a normal thing that kind of comes about. I've been beyond, and so I recognize that and I'm grateful for it. And the amount of support after the fact is just an even little better bonus.
If you want to tell your new best friend, Pam Springsteen, to join me on the podcast, I'd appreciate it, okay?
Listen, I'm tagging her on Instagram really twice because I'm not trying to bother her, but she is so, some people just have a certain like glow, like a certain energy, like
Yeah.
kind about them, and that is her. Like, I knew when I looked up and I saw her and I registered who it was, I was like, oh my God. Like I said, I don't even care if I got the freaking picture. Thrilled that I did, and
Yeah.
even people think she's my mother, but like, just, I don't know, just such a kindness. And so that's just, all of it is surreal.
I was going to ask you if you had any final thoughts, but I think you just did it, right?
I
It
think.
was just surreal, and you're in very, and what I'm so happy for is one, you deserve it, and two, you are incredibly grateful for it. You have a
Oh.
spirit of gratefulness, and so richly deserved.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Not that anyone needs to know, but just in case, please tell everyone how to find you.
Okay, so Twitter is going to be the one and only for me. So it's just Rachel, RACHEL, and then underscore BERC. Or you could just look up Rachel in the street. I guess that works too, which
All
feels
right.
even different now, but.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you so much, my friend. It is so glad we got to share this. It was wonderful meeting you, and hopefully down the road we'll get to meet again. So,
Absolutely.
all right, listeners, let's just all be thrilled that one of our own got to meet someone special, and we're just so happy for her. Everyone, remember to be safe, be kind, and thank you for checking out Setlusting Bruce. I hope you enjoyed our discussion of music, and I hope you check out other episodes of the podcast as well. I've spent over 7 years talking to hundreds of music fans from around the world about the power and the magic of music. Please follow me on my socials. I am still on Twitter, aka X, as at Jesse Jackson DFW. The show is at Setlusting Bruce. The show has a Facebook page, and I am still on Facebook as well. I'm part of a few other podcasts on Perfectly Good Podcast. Me and my co-host Sylvan are talking about every John Hiatt song in alphabetical order. My good friend Charles and I talk all things Doctor Who on Next Stop Everywhere. And each week, Lou, Karen, and I talk about Babylon 5 on Last Best Hope for Conversation. And on our JKL Media podcast, We discuss various pop culture topics. I and the show can be reached at setlustigbruce@gmail.com. And it would mean the world to me if you could send feedback on any of the podcasts. Give me your thoughts. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you dislike. Tell me what you want to hear from me. Getting to talk to people about music is a joy, and I hope that these conversations bring you a little joy, a little love, and a whole lot of light. Let's hope your dreams come true. We'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.